But unto the wicked God saith, What hast thou to do to declare my statutes, and that thou hast taken my covenant in thy mouth, seeing thou hatest instruction, and casteth my words behind thee? When thou sawest a thief, thou consentest with him, and hast been partakers with adulterers. Thou givest thy mouth to evil, and thy tongue frameth deceit. Thou saidest and speaketh against thy brother. Thou slanderest thine own mother's son. These things hast thou done, and I kept silence. Thou thoughtest that I was altogether such a one as thyself. But I will reprove thee, and set them in order before thine eyes. Psalms 50, verses 16 through 21. It is obvious from this text that evil and foolish men have a habit of attributing to God their characteristics. The psalmist also said, The fool hath said in his heart, There is no God. When man goes through life living as if there will be no accountability, he does in essence say, In his heart, there is no God. The psalmist put it this way, The transgressions of the wicked saith within my heart, There is no fear of God before his eyes. David concluded that a man's actions reveal the condition of his heart. The man who lives as if there is no God and or judgment is the man that flattereth himself in his own eyes, that his iniquity will not be found out and be hated. The words of his mouth are iniquity and deceit. He hath ceased to be wise and to do good. He deviseth iniquity upon his bed. He setteth himself in a way that is not good. He abhorreth not evil. Thank you for joining us for Daily Thoughts. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of the psalmist who said, Now consider this, ye that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces, and there be none to deliver. Whoso offereth the sacrifice of thanksgiving glorifieth me, and to him that ordereth his way aright will I show the salvation of God.